Time is just ticking away. Okay, y'all see the title. And I know y'all got a bad habit of doing this with people you know you don't want. You know, bore you to death, and you just want to take up space. Why? Why do you want to take up space with somebody you don't want shit with? I don't know about y'all, but I don't have the time to give my number to a man I vetted that ain't in my lane, okay? I ask certain questions up front, and I know if that person is worth me calling or not by the questions I ask. That's what you're supposed to do. Everybody in the city is not supposed to have access to you. Everybody in the city is not supposed to have your number. Because time is important. A lot of people don't get to see their mid-30s. And I'm in my mid-30s. And the people that I spend my time around and I'm around, I want to be picky about that shit. I have no interest in long, deep convos that lead to nowhere. And that's what the fuck this episode is about. And I appreciate you for checking in. Welcome to She Gets a Pod. So let me set the scene. An all-in-one man only. And when I say that, this is what I mean. I'm not looking for a fuck body. I'm not looking for the fuck body. Cause I've had that. That's boring. You know, you can't even get my nuts right. You know what I'm saying? Because it's nothing here but dick. If I wanted just dick, you know how many dicks will line up to just give me dick? You know what I'm saying? It has to be something else. And some women haven't graduated to a level of it can't be just dick. And some women live at the level of just dick. That's why it's so many dicks. You know what I'm saying? I'm not looking for a man just to fix shit in my house because I'm cheap and I don't want to pay for it to be fixed properly. I'm not looking for a lunch lame. A lunch lame is a man who knows he's not wanted by the woman he wants. So he's willing for her to be in his wallet, to get her things, to just be a part of her life. Sir, you're a lame, and I want more for you than you want for yourself. And I will not allow you to be my lunch lame, but I know you're out here being a lunch lame for a lot of women, and I want you to stop. Okay? Because a lot of men who want to show up in women's lives in the correct manner have to deal with insecure males like you who don't care how much a woman will dog them out. They just want to be a part of their life. They want to be in their phone. They don't even care if they're in rotation. Don't be a lunch lame, y'all. But I don't want a lunch lame. I'm not looking for a bill guy. I'm not looking for a nasty Nate. I'm in a bind. And I'm not looking for a date buddy. I don't want to give my time to any man that I'm not interested in more ways than one. And so a lot of times, people who want to take me out on a date, I say no to. People who want my number, I say no to. They end up leaving their number and I never call. Because what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Why are we talking? I don't want to be your friend. I hate that. Men. If you see a woman and you like her in more than a friendly way, okay? You don't want to go shoot hoops with her. You want to make hoops with your dick inside her. Let's be honest. Okay? Do not say, can we just be friends though? Because y'all the reason why y'all insecure about women having male friends. Because when y'all get denied and y'all don't know how to take it, instantly you bounce to, you can't have no friends? Yeah, I got male friends that I don't fuck. I got male friends that respect my line of boundary when I call or when they call me or when I'm around. I don't want friends that want to fuck me and I don't want to fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Women included too. If you like women and we friends, I don't want to be a part of your fuck team. I just want to be a friend. If you see me only as more than that, well, bitch, I ain't it. Okay? I ain't ever signed up for it. I'm not going to sign up for it. I don't need to get drunk to try it. I'm great. I'm Gucci. I don't want no woman looking at me in a way that I'm not looking at her. Don't admire me that much. Now, just because I watch a little lesbian porn, that don't mean I'm lesbian. It just means women's bodies are just more beautiful to look at than a man. Because, again, I do not understand why the Lord made y'all ball skin out of elbow skin. He did not want it to be liked. And I stand on that, okay? But yes, I have never been a fan of wasting my time. It's not about judging a man too early. It's just the things that are non-negotiable for me. I said it. I don't want to give up. I don't want to give you an illusion that there's a chance when in my mind is made up. I'm not the type of woman that you're going to convince. And I'm not going to allow you to waste a lot of your time trying to convince me. I'm going to let you know straight up, you're not a father in real life. You don't have kids. You want more kids, so this is not going to work. That's just an example. You're not a father in real life. And I'm not going to make you a father, which means this is just going to be a fuck and I'm not looking for a fuck. Like, this is what women have to go through in their minds to make sure they don't waste their time. And men have to hear this out. It's not a maybe why I'm saying this. It's a no. Or you're a father already and I like that, so you qualify. And you're dating, but you're not looking for anything serious. You're looking for a bitch that'll go out on dates with you, drink with you, fuck you. But you're not looking to make any stops. You're looking for a pit stop. I don't have pit stop pussy anymore. Like, that's not fun for me. I can't get off on pit stop dick anymore. Or you're a father already. You're interested into a relationship, but you want more kids. I'm not having more kids biologically out my body anymore. That's a wrap. So if we get into a discussion and you want those things, you're not it for me. And that's okay. Don't try to make me it. Don't try to convince me that you don't want more kids and I know you do. Be honest with yourself, because I promise you there's a lady out here for you, especially in Georgia. Okay? The women outnumber the men out here. Crazy. Okay? And a lot of the men out here are trying to convince themselves that they want women, but they really want the men out here. And do your thing. But don't lie about it. Okay? Nobody likes a liar. Except the liar. And I am not a liar. I don't know how to fake care about shit. I don't know how to fake care about shit at work. I don't know how to fake care about shit with relatives. I don't know how to fake care about shit in relationships. And I don't know how to fake care about things my kids do. Like when they draw a picture and they ask me, do I like it? No, I don't like it. But if you like it, that's cool. I'm a realist. Okay? And it's not, oh, you looking for a man with this. You looking for a man with a big dick. FYI, if I have fucked you repeatedly as a man, you do not have a big dick. Period. You are in the medium. She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. EDM community. And I think that's beautiful because that's what I like. I'm not the woman out here looking for horse dicks to plow her pussy. That is not what I like over here. I'm not a woman over here looking at dick like, oh my gosh, how am I going to morph my mouth into a Busta Rhymes mouth to make this fit? No shade to Busta Rhymes. But I'm just saying, like, a lot of men out here have big dicks. And I've tried it and I don't like it. I know you're enjoying the show. You might as well click the button and add it and subscribe. I appreciate you. I'm going to go back and press play. Bye. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. If you would like to support She Gets It Pod, you can leave a review on your favorite podcast app. I'll review them. I'll look them over. Maybe I might shout you out on the show. Or you can hit me up at shegetsitpod@gmail.com. I almost forgot my email. Or you can check out She Gets It Shop, purchase some merch, or maybe you're looking for a podcast book to, you know, refine, reflect on your podcast and how you want to switch it up or get a bit more organized. I have my books on lulu.com. For the direct link, go to shampipodden.com. And let's get back into the show.
Let's get back to the show.
All right. I'm about to press play again. I'm about to explain myself again.
I don't know how you expect me to make your dick disappear because the way my throat is set up, no. Okay? That is something that needs to be studied, put into a museum, because why the Lord gave you all of that, I don't know, but I don't want it. Okay? But there's some women out here that want that. But for me personally, I'm not looking for horse dick, okay? I'm looking for something medium, something with experience, and someone who's not afraid to try new things, be spontaneous, knows what he's doing, knows his body, knows the angles, know what positions he can and cannot do, because that's the thing too. A lot of men are out here doing positions that their dick can't reach. Sir, abort, abort, abort. All right? So I'm not going to waste my time and give you the illusion that we're going to see each other again, or I want more with you, or I'm saying all the right things and X, Y, and Z is going to happen, because it's probably not. So I'm not going to sit on the phone with you for hours or talk to you repeatedly throughout the day, because these conversations are not going to get anywhere. And I like to talk. I'm a Gemini. I like to talk when you're interesting. And I like to talk to men who can carry a discussion, carry a conversation. There's a lot of men that will want your number, want to go on a date, and they don't fucking talk. Why are you here?
Why did you call me? Why did you want my number? I've asked men, like, do you want me to stop calling you or texting you? And they'll say, nah. And nothing. So you want somebody to play with. And so a lot of times you got to let people like that remove themselves. Because if you take it upon yourself to remove their number or block them, they're going to be like, well, nothing ever happened because you did X, Y, and Z. Sir, you wasn't doing shit. You didn't want shit. And I need men and women to get to a point to be able to say, oh, I ain't want shit. I just like seeing a whole bunch of people text me in my phone or call me to make me feel wanted. A lot of people out here don't want shit. They just want to feel wanted by somebody. And you need help. You need help. But Chantal will not call or make space for what I believe is not in my setup. And in my setup, I have a clear vision of what man will be able to do the things with me that I want to do. And it's not someone who is in a different lane and we're trying to force each other's lives to work. There's a lot of things that I like that you have to be doing already. There's a lot of things that a man will like and does that I would have to be doing already. Like, I don't see myself being in a relationship with a man who doesn't work out and doesn't take care of himself. I don't see myself being in a relationship with a man that smokes cigarettes all day because I hate cigarettes. I hate the smell of cigarettes. I hate smelling cigarettes on people. I hate walking into someplace and smelling a cigarette. Like, I don't understand people who smoke cigarettes and take showers and get dressed and look nice. For what? You smell like a fucking cigarette. So it cancels out how nice you look. It cancels out how nice you are to people because I don't want to be around you with your skin smelling like cigarettes. Sorry. I'm not sorry, but that shit pisses me off. Like, at least smoke something that gives a benefit. Smoking cigarettes gives no positive benefits. You smoke cigarettes in a fucking house or apartment, everything smells like cigarettes and the walls is stained a different color. I hate people who smoke cigarettes around kids because they didn't ask for that. But I say this to say, don't be afraid to stick up for your vision of what you want. Don't be swayed by dick or money, because a lot of women out here are. A lot of women are out here with men with nasty ass attitudes, 11 month size stomachs, that haven't seen their dick in years. But those men know as long as they have the money, the bitch will come. No means no. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do this shit right here that a lot of women do. He ain't blank, and the blank is something she wants. But I'm not doing that. I'm not making no room for a man that doesn't fit where I need to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you an adult and you don't read? How you in need of more financially, but you don't want to learn anything new? You don't want to put your yourself in a position to be an asset to a business or to somebody in order to earn more income. You just think magically money is supposed to appear somewhere. What? So, I don't have any deep conversations in me that I'm willing to throw away to people who cannot show up in my life in a way I need someone to show up in my life. Deep conversations should provide a possibility of growth. And I can't have deep conversations with men, because I like men, who don't know how to have good discussions, don't know how to teach, because I like men who can teach me something new. I'm a Gemini, okay? I don't want to talk about the same shit. I don't want to gossip. Like, I hate men who gossip. Sir, show me your real vagina. Because it's in there somewhere. Men should not gossip. Okay? Don't become a people pleaser and then wonder why a certain man that you don't like won't go away. Bitch, because you people pleasing. Tell this man he ain't it so he can move along. That's just what it is. But anyway, yeah, deep nowhere combos, I ain't got them. Stop giving them out if you don't want to waste your time. That's all. My name is Shan. This is She Gets a Pod. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed. I appreciate you. Thank you for checking out this podcast. Peace.